Now, we've been asking that the people memorize the 23rd Psalm, but as we go through it, instead of learning it all at one time, let's just take it little by little. We started out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." And to help you remember the next portion now, let's think about the sheep who has been lying in the green pastures decides that he is thirsty. And so therefore gets up out of the beautiful green grass and goes in search of some water to quench his thirst. So therefore now the verse is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Say that with me now. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." We hope you'll practice that much, the 23rd Psalm, during the coming week. Now, what does it mean, "He leadeth me beside the still waters"? A little girl was one time wandering away from home and did not realize really how far she'd gone. The evening became late, and it became dark, and the little girl decided she was lost. Not only that, but there seemingly was a storm coming up, and it began to drizzle. And so finally she found a policeman standing on a street corner. And she asked him where her home was. And so he said, "What's your address?" And she told him. And so he gave her these directions. He said, "You go down this street for 8 blocks. Then you turn right and go across a bridge. Then you follow the river for a ways, and when you come to a big stone church, you go west 2 blocks, and then you go south 2 blocks, and then you should know where you are." The little girl was cold and chilled and confused with fear and really could not remember all the instructions that the policeman had given her, although she did remember the first thing he said, "Go this way." And so as she started walking out, there was a voice came out of the dark to the little girl, and said to her, "Little girl," and she looked up, and he took her by the hand and said, "Now you come with me." He put his coat around her, covered her up from the cold wind, and he took her home. Now the policeman told the little girl the way home, but the man led the little girl home. Now the story we have of the 23rd Psalm, in this portion, "He leads me beside the still waters," illustrates the second area of want that the shepherd promises to supply. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," for guidance. And that's what it means when it says, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Once again, we are promised here not only something that we want, but we are promised something that we need, because our life is filled with many anxious moments, because we do not know which way to turn, we do not know what action to take, and we do not know what road to follow. For instance, decisions, decisions, decisions. We wonder, will they never cease? And sometimes it's hard for us to reach a decision. We cannot get rid of this problem, but yet we can gain some help. And we do that, of course, through the Good Shepherd. In John 10:4, Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, and he says that he leads his sheep. And when he puts forth his own sheep, notice now, he goes in front of them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. I believe there are many days that the Lord Jesus leads us along a certain path that we're not conscious of. And then maybe months or years later, as we look back over our life, we realize that truly Jesus has been leading us down a certain path. He has been making decisions behind the scenes that we were unaware of. But Christ, as the Good Shepherd, promises that he will lead his sheep. Now, we as sheep definitely need leading. We cannot really make wise decisions, and we know this. But there is a communication problem between Christ and his sheep. That is, when you come to make a decision, You saw earlier in confusion the word ba as sheep, which indicates they're restless and uneasy. We say, ba, Lord, lead me. But then as we listen for the words of guidance from the Lord, we hear nothing but silence. Now in John 10:3, it said, the sheep hear His voice. And 10:4, the sheep know His voice. But we say, well, I didn't hear anything. I didn't know His answer to be this or that. I spoke, I asked, but I didn't hear His communication. Now, I believe the word communication here should recall to our mind learning more than hearing. We must become so learned of the shepherd's commands and so learned of the shepherd's voice instructions and so learned of His chosen path that automatically we will know what His answer would be in certain circumstances. We need to pay close attention to the commands in the Bible that give direction to our path. And many of the questions that we will have to answer, many of the problems we will have to solve, many of the decisions we must make, we will know the answer to by knowing what the Bible has to say in that given particular instance. And so when we ask the Lord Jesus for leading, when we have a question or a doubt, then the Holy Spirit can flash across our mind the voice or the words to our ears of what the Lord Jesus Christ would instruct. So therefore, sheep, we need to study the shepherd, especially his walk and his words. And if you do this, then his leading will be easier to hear or to identify or to find. Now Isaiah 48:17 says this, I am the Lord thy God, which leads thee by the way that thou should go. There is definitely a right way and a wrong way that we as God's sheep can go. But God says, I have planned a path for each one of my sheep to follow. Now nature teaches us that God is well equipped to be a good planner. He has the intelligence to know exactly what to do in making plans for our life. Jesus said of His own life, I follow a planned path. In John 6:38, He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of Him that sent me. In other words, the Father had a particular path or plan for Jesus Christ to walk, and that was the one that Jesus Christ obeyed and followed. God never leads us unknowingly or blindly or recklessly. From His side, mistakes are impossible. With God, regrets are unheard of. And His leading includes every minute of our life, every aspect of our life, every area where decisions have to be made. And not only that, but no two paths are identical. That is, your way will not be my way. My path will not be your path. There may be many similarities, and our paths may cross, but still each one of us has an individual plan for his life. And each one is right for each person. And there's a guarantee that God gives every one of his sheep. And that is just simply the word good. The good shepherd guarantees a good path that you might receive a good blessing both for the shepherd and for yourself. God offers us both what is right and best in regards to the benefits of the path He has chosen for us. Now, this matter of choosing each day the path that we are to follow can become very frustrating and even dangerous. What seems sometimes a very simple or logical choice will end up and turn out to be a disaster next month or a couple of years from now. And so man must realize he is not really capable of choosing the right pathway for his life. Really, our path is a puzzle, and we cannot know exactly what decisions to make regarding every instance of our life. And so therefore man often, without God's aid, without seeking for God's advice, makes wrong choices. And as a result, ends up in regret and misery and sorrow. I also believe this, that of all of God's creatures that He has made, man probably makes more of the wrong decisions than any other creature. Just look at your world. Men, by their decision making, keep the world in a continual state of uproar and seemingly cannot make any right decisions. How easy it is for us to lead ourselves down a pathway that will eventually lead us into destruction and loss. So therefore, Christian, we are grateful this day that Jesus Christ promises us He will lead us or guide us. This is a tremendous privilege and advantage that God gives only to the Christian. If there was no other reason to be a Christian, this would be a good reason right here. You can have someone who knows more than you do making the right decisions for your life. So therefore, we need to every day make our prayer, Psalms 143:8, which goes like this, "Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk." I believe the Lord wants us and enjoys having us just come to Him every day and asking, "Lord, would you please lead me down the right path?" Father, we also need to reach a point that we know we cannot run our life, that we know we cannot direct our path, and we know we cannot make our decisions and just quit trying. And remind ourselves of Proverbs 3rd chapter, verse 5 through 7, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Don't trust in yourself. "Trust in the Lord and lean not unto thy own understanding." Now that's clear. God does not ask or expect or even want us to trust our own reasoning powers in reaching decisions. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes." And we have the advantage of a shepherd that leads. Let's take advantage of that privilege. Now, one of the quickest ways for us to stray is to seek not the shepherd's leading. That'll guarantee you'll end up on the wrong path. And we cannot afford to leave Christ out of our decision-making. It's just too risky and dangerous. It'll lead you again down the path, eventually, of regret and pain and sorrow. Psalms 25, verse 12 through 14. "What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him." Of particular interest to the shepherd is where his sheep will find refreshment, how his sheep will satisfy their thirst. That is, what is their feeling about how they're going to be satisfied with their daily life. That's one of the greatest drives that all of us have. I want to be satisfied in life. Well, how are you going to satisfy your thirst? And so the shepherd is very concerned with the answer you give to that question. And that's why we are in great need of allowing Christ to lead us. You see, it's in this area of the world and the flesh and the devil that we are offered so many alluring paths. What I would like to call just simply mud puddles. It's for that reason Jesus says, "He not only leadeth me, but He adds, beside the still waters." Now, thirsty sheep are very impatient creatures. When they get thirsty, all they can think about is just getting a drink of water. And they can make some wrong choices in satisfying that thirst. I think one of the good principles that we ought to follow as Christians is just simply this. Make no snap decisions when you are in doubt. Don't rush into anything. If someone tries to rush you into making a decision and you still have questions, just simply back off. Don't make hasty decisions. Now, sheep are not particular where they find the drink of water they want, just so long as it's wet. That's all that they're concerned about. So when they are thirsty, they become restless, and they say, I must have this craving, this longing, this thirst satisfied. And so they get up, and they go in search of water. Now, if the shepherd does not lead his sheep to find good water, they will settle for the first kind of water they come across. And if it happens to be a polluted mud puddle, they will drink the water from that source. And, of course, that source is full of parasites and harmful diseases. At the moment, the sheep says, I made a good decision. I was thirsty, and I satisfied my thirst. And he cannot see any harm in the water that he drank. He cannot see any harm in the choice that he made. To him, man, that was a good idea. I did the right thing. But as the days pass, and those parasites begin to take effect upon that body, bringing them forth, of course, disease and sickness, then that sheep realizes, man, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that I did back there. There is a built-in delayed action to mud puddles. That is, there is a consequence to wrong decisions that sometimes don't show up until a little bit further on down the road. And then we look back in great regret. Now, Jesus is concerned not just with leading us, but also he's concerned with what we take into our heart and our soul and our body and our mind to satisfy the thirst that we have. And if we take in polluted waters, Christ knows that will pollute us. Jesus says, I give the water that brings unto you lasting satisfaction. I guarantee to you that it's saved. It'll not just bring temporary relief, but it'll bring to you the greatest amount of eventual joy and satisfaction. And so therefore the shepherd is obligated to prepare the water for his sheep. He leads his sheep beside the still waters. Now, still waters do not mean stagnant waters. It rather means that the waters have been selected and specially prepared by the shepherd. Sometimes the shepherd didn't have water available to him, and so therefore he would have to go and carve out in the sandstone rock a place where water could be laid up or could be poured out, and he would dig a sort of runway down to the area where the water was, and the water therefore was brought by the shepherd from the river that was flowing, poured into the little trough that he had hewn out of the rock, and then his sheep were led down that they could drink from still water. Somebody says, well, why didn't he just take the sheep out to the river? Because, simply this, that sheep realize that there is grave danger to them getting near running water. This is just instinct, because they have this heavy coat of wool, and if they get in the water, that wool absorbs water just like a sponge. And therefore, if they get too wet and they sink, they will drown. And so, therefore, the sheep do not want to get near the sound of rushing waters. If you just hear some water sometimes running over a rock, sheep will not get near it. They will only drink from where waters are calm and still and where there is no danger to their life. Now, this is a picture of what we find ourselves today imitating as sheep. And it also is a picture of the present work of Christ. As our shepherd, Christ comes along as he leads us, grave dangers that surround us, circumstances, bubbling brooks that are a danger to us. And so our shepherd knows that we must not partake of that danger, and therefore has to take from our circumstances and prepare for us some still waters, a safe path. Sometimes circumstances around us seemingly are on the rampage, and we say, well, what am I going to do? I have to make a decision. and we hear the crashing sounds all around us, and we get frightened, and there is confusion swirling all about us. And Jesus says, wait until I can settle things, still the storm, wait until I can collect some waters and give you some still waters to drink. He knows that we need refreshing. He knows that our life needs satisfying. And so behind the scenes, where there is grave danger around us, there are many polluted puddles the world provides. There is a danger of circumstances around us that possibly Satan provides. And he says, let me take care of satisfying the thirst of your life. Wait upon the Lord. Give me time. Don't rush into anything. Give me time, and I will satisfy the thirst that you have. Now, our path is not free of problems, and yet I believe it's probably the most problem-free. We can see rushing waters all around us, but we should also, by faith, see Jesus preparing for us, in the midst of all around us, still waters that will refresh us and that will satisfy us. We must not, in haste, turn to mud puddles while waiting for Christ to still for us some waters. We must not seek to satisfy ourselves when the Lord says, listen, I'm busy right now trying to satisfy those thirsts for you. Just give me a little time. For if you drink from muddy waters, then of course there will be no room in you left for still waters. If you fill your life full of what the devil and the flesh and the world offers to you to satisfy your thirst, then there's no room left for Christ to put His still waters within you. And so the still waters offer you the blessings of the Lord. And so therefore it's best to wait for the Lord to lead you. It's best to wait for you to make a decision where you're going to get your thirst satisfied. Christ can, Christ will, and Christ does take care of this matter of satisfying our inner thirst. Now, there are some conditions that the sheep must meet to find the path of still waters. These are found in Psalms 37 chapter. Let's begin at verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now notice that. The steps of what kind of man? The good shepherd wants good sheep. Now, the steps of a good man or a good sheep are ordered by the Lord. If our steps are to remain good, if God is to guarantee that what He leads us into will be good, then He must be in control of our steps, and He must have the right to order where we satisfy our thirst. The steps of a good man. Now, you must want to be good. If you don't want to be good, then there's no need to follow the good shepherd, because he's going to lead you down a good path that will eventually result in you being a good sheep. Now, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There's no option here. We don't have a choice to drink from either the mud puddles or the still waters. We don't have an option whether or not we want to satisfy the thirst or the appetites of our life from the world or from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord lays down the principle, I order my sheep's steps. Now, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What is a good man to do that he may qualify for being supplied by the good shepherd? Now, in verse 4 of the 37th chapter, it says, delight thyself in the Lord. I believe one of the main reasons that we as Christians do not ask the Lord to lead us is because we're afraid that He will not delight us in the way He leads us. We're really afraid that God will make a decision that we don't want Him to make, and He'll ask us to do some things we don't want to do. We're afraid to trust our walk with Christ. We're willing to trust our salvation with Him, but we're not willing to trust our walk with Him. And so therefore, He says here, you must delight yourself. You must have the opinion, whatever path He chooses, however He chooses to satisfy my thirst, I will take delight in that. Now, the second thing in verse 5, 37th chapter of Psalms, then commit thy way unto the Lord. Tell the Lord, listen, my life is your life, and I want my path to be of your choosing. I'm willing to lay down my life to follow your path. Verse 8 brings out the next condition of Psalms 37, and that is, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Sometimes when it seems the Lord has not come through for us and we have not received what we thought was the Lord's benefits, and we get upset and we say, well, I'm just gonna take this out on the Lord. I'll teach the Lord something. And immediately we turn to the world. We are tempted by Satan. Well, why don't you go out and sin and get the pleasure of the world? Why don't you satisfy your thirst my way now? And he says here, now, if you want the Lord to bring into your life the fruit and the joy that lasts and doesn't have this mud puddle kickback, then you must fret not. That is, don't get upset. Don't lose your patience. Don't fret. And don't go out and do evil to try to satisfy the hungers of your life. Just simply trust in me. And don't seek another path. If you seek another path, then the Lord, of course, is not going to be able to bless that path. And therefore, you lose all the benefits of being led by a wise shepherd. And in the last part of the 23rd verse, it says, delight in His way. The Lord delights in preparing for His sheep. The Lord delights in the way He has chosen for you. Delight in the delights of your shepherd.